Done the Friday song. We'll do the Friday song coming up in just a minute on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on 4:30 right now, a couple of crashes working on area freeways. Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara, the right shoulder is affected there. And another crash, US 95 northbound, that's at Charleston. That is affecting the left lane. Also, we're getting some slowing through that resort corridor area, 15 north at Tropicana, south 15 at Owens. Do expect some heavy flows both directions as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl there. 515 east at Main, 515 west at Pecos. And those lane restrictions and construction continue in the northwest, 95 north past Ann Road.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The UNLV football schedule, it is out. They are going to begin on the road in Carson, California, when they will take on San Diego State. They will also have road games at San Jose State, Colorado State, and Hawaii. Their first home game will be against Nevada on October 31st. They'll also have home games on November 7th against Fresno State, November 28th against Wyoming, and December 5th against Boise State. UNLV is hopeful that they will be able to have fans in the stands for the games. Raiders football, they are continuing to get ready for their next game. They play host to Buffalo on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a 2-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am so excited. Scott is our winner. He wins a pair of tickets to the Real Bodies at Bally's, and he's also in it to win a $100 Nordstrom gift card. We'll have the drawing for that on Monday. But congratulations to Bob. Really, this is gonna be so much fun. Giving away stuff, we get a chance to do this now. One of the things I promised I would do after the break was
to celebrate, even on a day when our president is in the hospital at Walter Reed, we still can take a moment to celebrate the best day of the week. Here we go, folks. Buckle up.
What day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday.
Friday. Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. It is Friday. Come on. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you very much. Gosh. It's Friday. And the weekend starting, we got playoff baseball. We got the NFL is playing. We got the NBA finals. We got, let's see, what else do we no hockey, sorry. We're already done. We're already done with hockey. Sorry about that. Great to have you with us, though. I'm not quite sure where to begin, other than, you know what we need to do? We need to hear from Mark Meadows, because one of the things he warned is that we could, and Mark Meadows, if you don't know, he is the chief of staff at the White House, and he is essentially Trump's number one guy, besides Mike Pence. But this was Mark Meadows. This is cut number two, and it's a little bit scary, saying that this could be just the beginning of a bunch of positive tests in the West Wing of the White House. Now, you remember yesterday we talked with Jennifer Korn, the deputy assistant to the president. She works side by side with the president. She might be in danger. Anyway, this was Mark Meadows. More positive tests could come out in the next few weeks. Here it is.
We have protocols in place, and when we first started to tackle the COVID-19 battle, we actually did two different things in the White House, a number of contingencies as we looked at not only additional testing, but certainly mitigating the risk for social distancing and private meetings and the like. But I think it goes to the broader question is even with a lot of the mitigating factors, Jim, what you have is a virus that is contagious, that certainly continues to be, regardless of whatever protocol we have, that it has the ability to affect everybody. As you know, the president, we keep a pretty wide circle. All of you that have interacted with him know that. And so even with that wide circle around the president, we find that he's having to deal with this like so many millions of other Americans and people around the world have had to do.
But Mr. Meadows, we noticed...
I can tell you that what we're doing is focusing on the therapeutics, the vaccines, continuing to do that, and that doesn't change.
If I may, Mr. Meadows...
When did the president report in the contact tracing? I just wanted to ask really quickly, the officials who were on the flight with the president on Wednesday, including Kushner, Scavino, I think Stephen Miller was there, are they all quarantining? Have they been tested?
We've tested all of our core staff, and I can tell you that... Mr. Kushner, Mr. Scavino, myself, a number of us have been tested and come back with negative results. And yet, at the same time, I fully expect that as this virus continues to go on, other people in the White House will certainly have a positive test result. And we've got the mitigation plan in place to make sure that the government not only continues to move forward, but the work of the American people continues to move forward. And so even as recent as this morning at a little after 8 o'clock, the president was giving me a number of things to make sure that I get done, and I'm sure that I will actually have those due outs have to be back to him later today.
I love that, that the president was working at 8 o'clock this morning. For those of you who may have just joined us, you may have just gotten out of work. The president has been choppered to Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The Marine One, a touchdown, a short motorcade a couple of blocks to the front door of Walter Reed. And the president is going to be there for at least a couple of days. And has mild discomfort. And for all we know, we may have, a president operating out of Walter Reed for an extended period of time. Don't know. When we come back, though, Karl Rove has a unique idea that this may work in the president's favor when it comes to a presidential election. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Monica Pappas says the Vegas Chamber made all the difference to the success of her Nevada business, Fingerprinting Express. At the Vegas Chamber, our purpose is to cultivate growth and prosperity in everything we do. This is Mary Beth Seawald, President and CEO of the Vegas Chamber. We know businesses of all sizes rely on us to engage on important issues like education, transportation, and tourism. We also know that Nevada thrives when Nevada businesses thrive. The Vegas brand goes beyond geography. It's a global force that gives us the unique and compelling ability to be bold, vibrant, and fearless on behalf of business in Nevada. We are Vegas, and we are the Chamber. We embrace our distinguished history that has helped shape and serve this community for almost 110 years. Check us out at VegasChamber.com. That's VegasChamber.com or on social at Vegas Chamber.
This message, sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, isn't that the truth? It's Friday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget, if you'd like to join us, and maybe you have some thoughts on the president being choppered into Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. It used to be in D.C., and now it's in Bethesda, Maryland. And I want to find out from you. I don't know how you run for president from a hospital room, even the presidential suite at Walter Reed. How do you go about doing that? How is he going to communicate? How is he going to, you know, do all these rallies? He was supposed to be here Tuesday through Thursday of next week, and everything is kind of on hold. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. Here's the number, okay? 702-798-0375. That's 702-798-0375. I'm going to give you that one more time. 702-798-0375. And I want to find out how you win a presidential race from a hospital bed. And again, we are assuming the president's going to get better. We don't know for a fact that he will. He might be hospitalized for more than 14, 15, 30 days. We've only got 32 days to Election Day. How do you run for president? Mike Pence, an able surrogate. An able surrogate. But how do you go about winning a presidency, a presidential race from a hospital bed? Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man.
I just want to tell you that having been there, but having been there and forming the protection assignment for a previous president who quasi went into Walter Reed and went through the situation, you won't believe the setup. I mean, it's just like, it's better than the VIP SWAT at one of the leading, it's better than going to the Eiffel Tower at the Paris. Yeah, it's just first class. He'll have all the resources he'll need, phones, computers, all the things it needs to keep everybody safe, keep himself safe. And I thought that's what the president was going to do. I applaud the president for doing that, because think about something. If he gives up for even the 2 weeks or the 10 days, wherever it is, to Vice President Pence, technically speaking, then is Nancy Pelosi the acting vice president?
Yes, yes, yes. She is next in line. By the way, you want to talk about something real scary. Imagine President designate Nancy Pelosi. That'll keep you up nights.
Oh, that'd make me cough up my dinner, Kevin. Don't talk like that.
I know. I'm just telling you. But that's it. If somehow and the president did not have Mike Pence in Duluth, and did not have him at the fundraiser in New Jersey. And apparently they're keeping those two apart for that very reason. And that's what's really scary.
Well, the protocol always is 99% of the time the president and vice president are separate. And for obvious reasons, God forbid, if something tragic happens to the president, then the vice president is somewhere else. And they can take an automatic, the emergency response team can set up and this sort of thing. So you got to have that contingency, Kevin.
Hey, Bob.
From a law enforcement perspective, you got to have that contingency.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Bob with an interesting dilemma. What do you do? No, think about this for a second. What happens if you know, a Mike Pence comes down with the coronavirus, and he gets ill, and then you got to turn the presidency over to Nancy Pelosi? I think that's the last, that is the last thing you'd want to do. Now, one of the people who's really smart about this stuff is Karl Rove, and we'll let you hear from Karl Rove coming up a little bit later on the program. But suffice to say, the last thing you want to do is have a President Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi, and in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut six real quick. See if we can squeeze this in. Nancy Pelosi and her reaction to the Trump COVID-19 positive tests for the first family. She was gracious in her own way, but you still know that she's just, she'd do anything to bury this guy. Now, she would. This was Nancy Pelosi earlier today.
Very early this morning, the news came that the president and the first lady had tested positive for the virus. I pray for them all the time, including last night, so this was just a continuation of more prayers for their safety and their health and well-being. They will have the best of care, and that's a good thing, and hopefully this will be a message to the rest of the country, though, that you have to wear your mask, you have to be tested, you have to, we have to have the funding for testing, tracing, treatment. We have to have people wearing masks, engaged in sanitation and social distancing. That is not what the White House was engaged in. Now, hopefully, they will send a different message to the country, or even if they don't, that will be a lesson learned by the rest of the country. But again, this virus has affected so many families. Over 209,000 people already have died. You know the staggering numbers of people infected, and that's a tragedy for every person and every family affected, and we want them to have the access to the health care that they need in order to fight it.
What precautions are you going to be taking? Have you been tested this morning?
An abundance of caution. I was tested this morning because I've had meetings with Secretary Mnuchin and the rest. He put out this morning that he tested negative this morning, so that was good. But he gets tested every day because of his contact with the president.
There you have it. There you have it. Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, just a couple of heartbeats away from the presidency. Is that scary or what? That'll keep you up at night. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them. They think the at-fault driver will be the one who actually has to pay.
I'm Kevin Rowe, and the truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt in a wreck? Need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the president is at Walter Reed Medical Center. And from what Corey Lewandowski and what Bob has said, this presidential suite is like 5,000 square feet. I mean, it's got everything. One of the first questions I wanted to ask Corey Lewandowski, who we had on earlier, Corey ran the 2016 campaign. And one of the things that I found fascinating was, how do you isolate, how do you quarantine when you've got all those people around the West Wing? I mean, if the president wants to sit in the family quarters by himself, I mean, how does he govern? How does he, deal with that? And I didn't know how he was going to do it. This sounds like the best answer, because they're equipped for just this purpose, to have the president be able to be hospitalized, quarantined, and still with every TV, laptop, computer source. I mean, this will be perfect. The problem is, and the president did a Twitter video, and we'll try and get that for you in our next hour. Because, I mean, how is he going to communicate? Is he going to do selfies? Is he going to do Facebook Live? I mean, is that Skype or something? And that's how he's going to communicate with the American people? This will be the most amazing presidential campaign in the history of our country. And if there's anybody that can bring it off, it's the president of the United States. It is this president of the United States. That's what's so amazing about all of this. And by the way, I think he can do it. Is this a setback? You know, we were talking about the name of the book, Trump, America First, the president succeeds against all odds. I'll bet you there are a lot of people right now all across the country counting out the president. The fake news media will be doing it. You know they will. This is not going to work in the president's favor. Well, we'll find out. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. Rika Waller will join us. Our eyes and ears in the northern Nevada area. We'll talk with him next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this
This is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail,